record button here. I sound great. I look good as far as the levels go. Mike, go ahead and say something. Just try it a little bit.
Check one, check two, check one.
I need more from you, man. I need you to get a little closer to your mouth.
I cannot get any closer to my mouth than it being on my face.
Always, well, a guy in the group, ain't you, Greg?
Yeah, always. All right, let me hear you, Coach. We'll get a level on you.
All right, check one, check one, check two.
Yeah, you're loud and proud. You sound great. I'm going to bring mine all down right, a little bit. I'm going to bring mine down. I'm going to bring both y'all up a little. And we'll just try it. We'll roll from here. All right, guys. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Here we go, then. You hear me fine, right?
Yep.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Coach's Corner here on Foresight Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden, and we are featuring, as always, the football program at South Forsyth High School in Cumming, Georgia. I got a couple of guests standing by this morning. Mike Newsom, our play-by-play guy in my stead, is standing by. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Greg. How's it going?
It's going really well, man. Good to have you with us today. And, of course, the head coach of the War Eagles, Troy Morris. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you, Coach. Hey, let's get things started. Let's address the elephant in the room, Coach. 0-5. A tough start, couple of heartbreakers in there as well. Have you ever been here before?
No, I haven't. I haven't. It's when it comes to record-wise, that's for sure. You know, but I'll tell you what. I mean, we might be 0-5. You know, when you look at overall record, but the way our kids are playing, as hard as they're playing, and how they're practicing and doing all the things that we ask them to do, and the fight they're showing, you dang sure wouldn't guess it. Our kids are competing hard. Unfortunately, you know, especially in probably three of those games have come right down to the wire. And for whatever reason, we haven't had a play or two go our way. And, man, it's happening. You know, we had one or two, really just one play go our way. You think offense, defense, special teams, or even a call here or there. I think those are different outcomes. You know, and I hate it for our kids. I hate it for our coaches. But at the end of the day, we're grinding through it. We're working hard. I think the good Lord is teaching us something here. And we're going to keep fighting and keep growing and staying together.
Yeah, there's been a couple of heartbreakers in there, Coach, for sure. Talk about the attitude of the team, because it's a new season now, right? We're heading into region play, and everything starts over.
Hey, that's the truth. You know, I we talked about it. I think I said on the last podcast, you're non-region or non-region for a reason. You know, sometimes you come back with experienced teams. Sometimes you're not experienced. So you use those non-regions to grow and get better, and everybody wants to win every game, no doubt. But we want to use those games to grow and improve, and we've shown it in all three phases now, I feel like. I think we've shown it on offense, defense, and special teams. We just haven't put it all together in the same game consistently enough. But at the end of the day, if we were 5-0, 0-5, whatever our record may or may not be, now that you start region, everybody's 0-0. You're all fighting for the same thing. You're fighting for a region championship. You're fighting for playoffs, hosting. I mean, there's all kinds of goals. And really, all of our goals are still in place. You know, winning season. The only thing you can't do right now is be undefeated. That's the only goal that we can't achieve. But everything else, man, we're 0-0 when it comes to this region, and we got the same shot as everybody else.
Mike will be handling I'm sorry, Mike. Let me introduce you again like this. Mike will be handling the play-by-play this week as we head to Milton. Mike, join the broadcast here.
Yeah, Coach, I really like that perspective. Sitting up in the booth and watching the team grow this year, everything you just said is spot on. The team is growing really, really well. I see my maturity coming in on the quarterback position. I see better play. But there are a couple of places where we really would like to see some improvement, and one of those is in the rushing offense. We're really having a struggle there with only 42.5 yards per game in rushing. And do you see anything changing that and helping that go a little better so that can help open up your passing game?
Well, I do, and I think so far, I think you hit it on the head. It's been a little bit of a mix. I think when you get your passing game going, I think that helps with your rushing game. I think our overall play as an offense has improved, especially over the last few weeks here. Cade is really coming to his own. I think he's played really well. And I think the better balance you are when it comes to throwing and passing, I think that that makes us just more successful as an offense. You know, and when our rushing game hasn't worked, you know, it's been, you know, a missed assignment, it's been a missed block, it's been for whatever, it's been a lot of different things. But I do think that those two things complement each other in our passing game and our run game. So hopefully we can get that thing going. We got some good running backs. We got good old linemen. We just got to put it all together and make sure we execute every single play. And, you know, we're playing good people. That's the other thing, too. So your margin for error goes way down. You have to be really spot on. We put a lot of focus in our running game over the past few weeks. Hopefully we do see an improvement there.
Yeah, as you head into this first game, first region game with Milton, one thing I noticed, I watched a good bit of huddle film on those guys, and they're pretty big, they're fast, they're athletic, and one thing they do is create turnovers. Those guys have created 6 fumbles and had 2 picks so far this season, and so that's going to be one area that South has been really good in. Only 1 fumble and only 2 interceptions. They happen to be high profile interceptions, but outside of that, you've protected the ball pretty well. Do you see that as a real critical point in this game?
Man, no doubt. That's every game. You know, we have done a good job protecting the football on the season. And you're right. The ones that we've had have been big ones, which, you know, a lot of times they are. But we got to continue to do that. You know, our kids have done a great job protecting it. We got to keep protecting it. Milton, they do a good job turning the ball over, but we do a good job protecting it. So we got to keep doing that. And I think that's real important. Hopefully we can create some turnovers as well to help us win that advantage.
We got Milton coming up, as you mentioned, to open the region series, and we'll get more into the Eagles in just a minute. But I want to go back to the homecoming game. What a tremendous game! I was listening here to Mike and Mike's call with Bobby, and man, oh man, what an effort by your team! Just a heartbreaking finish, but you put some points on the board. I mean, there was a lot of good things to come out of that game. Talk about the feeling coming out of that game in terms of how your team is performing.
Well, I think it was by far our best offensive output of the season. I think we played pretty well on offense, and I still feel like we left points out there. You know, us not scoring right before half, us not converting on a fourth and an inch a couple times there. You know, we hit them with a trick play and have a turnover right after that when we flipped the field. As good as we played, I still think we could have played even better. Defensively, it was probably our only game all year where we weren't great. I think that we missed some tackles, did some things out of character for us. Overall, I think we played really well on the defensive side of things. And then special teams-wise, we played well all year long. Special teams-wise, we've had kickoff returns for touchdowns, great punt returns by Dash and those units. Our field goal extra point team has been great. We missed a field goal the other night, but normally that group is really, really good. And so that's what I'm saying. Overall, I feel like we've had a lot of success in all of these areas, and we're just trying to improve in all of them. But the game the other night, like I said, you know, against Brookwood, that's another quality opponent. It came right down to the wire again. You know, we got down there and had it on their end of the field, had a fourth and an inch. I thought we got it. It's the referee on our sideline even signaled it. For whatever reason, they went with the guy on the far side spot. So there was a couple things in there that for some reason just aren't going our way that I think they're going to start going our way. And then we get, you know, the pass interference call there at the last drive on Dash, which I thought it was a great defensive play. So anyways, our kids are fighting, man. I'm so proud of how hard they're playing, and they're competing and their competitive edge. I thought we did a lot of really, really good things on both sides of the ball. Offensively, like I said, finally we got some things going there. In the passing game, and we had some run plays too, but just that consistent effort and then that ball bouncing the right way for us in those key moments, I think that's going to be critical moving forward.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's been a while since you've been away from War Eagle Stadium, and this is going to be a hostile environment. I'm sure that's something you have to game plan for, and so tell us a little bit what it's like when you know, last year you had to go on the road all the time, and now essentially you had the one game against Lanier away, and now you're going into the new season, and it's Milton at Milton. So how do you prepare players for an away game that has so much riding on it?
You know, I think you prepare the same way that you do just every week. I don't think that you make it a big deal because it's Milton or anybody else. We treat all of our opponents the same. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to us and who we are. Just executing and doing our assignments and playing with confidence and effort, you know, controlling the things that we can control, you know, and making sure that, you know, we prepare right leading up to the game, making sure that our minds are right, that we're taking care of all the things that we got to take care of, and our, you know, all the little things from our pregame prep to our meetings to the way we travel, you know, just control the things that we can control. We can't control their environment, We can't control their players. We can't control any of that. We got to make sure that we show up and give them the best version that we can possibly give. And that's going to give us a chance to win the football game.
Looking at Milton, Coach, this may not be a typical Milton team. They're 3-2 on the season. They opened with promise with a win over Collins Hill, the defending state champs, and then they lost back-to-back. They went all the way down to Miami, Florida to play Davie and lost down there. And then they lost to Roswell, their crosstown rival. But then
they beat Roswell.
They beat
Roswell, and they lost to North Cobb.
Okay. Well,
yeah, great.
Max
yeah.
Preps has they that backwards. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But
that's
at okay. any rate, you've had a chance to look at this team a little bit. There's got to be some chinks that you can identify there. How do you plan to attack? And without getting into detail, of course, we don't want to give a lot away, but I think your quarterback play has been much more improved over the last couple of weeks, and I think that's where it's going to start, right?
Yeah, Kate has played well the last few weeks, and he's really made some strides. And you know, this last couple of weeks during the off week and this week, I think he's made some more strides. He's starting to gain some confidence, which is so important for your quarterback. He's making good decisions. He has to keep doing that. He has to be decisive and go where, you know, a lot of times the defense will dictate where you go with the football based off of how they align. And he's got to keep doing that. He's got to keep making good decisions. I think he's done a good job of throwing the ball away when he needs to throw it away and then throwing on time and being accurate. And a lot of times your accuracy is your confidence. You know, when you're a confident quarterback, you have a tendency to get onto your front foot, and then that intel, you know, leads to accurate throws, and he's doing those things. He's believing in our receivers. Our receivers are believing in him. So hopefully we keep taking strides there. And then, and I think from there, that kind of leads into everything else. You know, whenever your offense is able to move the ball and execute and stay in front of the chains, not have negative plays. I mean, the other night we didn't have any penalties on offense against Brookwood, which was huge. You know, that's hard to do.
That's,
you know,
tremendous, that's, because that's been a problem.
It has been. So we put a lot of focus in on that and not taking big losses and things like that. The other night, you know, I don't know if we had a negative play from our quarterback or from our penalty situation, and that's just absolutely huge. So we got to keep doing that. And then defensively, like I said, just play good sound football and tackle well. We didn't tackle great the other night against Brookwood. We have to do a better job tackling, and we're going to do that. And then special teams, you know, we have to take advantage. I think we have, like I said before, we have good units there, and we got to keep executing and doing a good job there. Those are the things that we're preaching and talking about and working on, and our kids are attacking this stuff like crazy. They're bought into what we're doing, and they're staying close and cohesive, and they understand what's in front of them. We have a smart group, and they understand that these first five were in preparation for what's coming. And these guys are ready to go. They're ready to play, and they're excited. And it's going to be a good high school atmosphere on Friday. And our kids are fired up, ready to go experience it.
Coach, you said one thing, and now you said it twice, talking about tackling. One thing I noticed is this offense from Milton's averaging 228 yards per game through the air. But the biggest part of that, when you look at the different plays that are seen, most of them are yards after contact. And so I'm just wondering, how's your team set up, and working on tackling? How's your team set up in terms of injuries? Do you have your front line out there? And then as far as the drills are concerned and how you worked on tackling, you think you're ready for that? Because that's the one place where I saw that this team scores. Otherwise, they're beatable from my perspective.
Well, I think it comes down to getting to the football. I think we got to have 11 hats around on football. You can't just, when the ball's thrown, you can't just watch. If you're a linebacker or a D lineman, you can't just turn and watch, or you got to go chase it. and it's got to be game tackling. And that's one of the things that I feel like we've done a really good job of the first half of the season. I didn't think it was great last Friday night against Brookwood, but up till that point, I thought it was incredible just how we got to the football and game tackling, how physical we were. I think that we have to make sure that we get back to that against Milton. We got to make sure, and it's tough. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. It's tough at this point of the year. Our guys have played a scrimmage in five games and all these practices. We can't go out there and just bang on them at practice and do a ton of hitting and things like that. It's got to be good form wrapping up and then sprinting to the ball at practice and effort, all those things, and game tackling. And, you know, and that's how you got to get better throughout the week at practice. That's how we do it anyways. We're not going to get out there and just kill each other at practice right now at this point of the year. We got to make sure, because we do have a few guys that are banged up that are playing through some pain. But that's just part of it. You know, you play this much football, you're going to hurt whenever you're playing right now.
Hey, your offensive line's going to
go right ahead, Greg.
Your offensive line's going to have to stick to their men. There's a couple of guys, senior Ja'Cory Stewart's a linebacker, and Caleb Bell is a junior defensive end. And together, well, the team has 20 sacks and 57 hurries on the season. So, yeah, well, holding position as an offensive lineman is going to be key in this game.
I no doubt. You know, whenever you got an active defense, they run a 3-4 and they like to blitz a few different ways, and they like to get after the quarterback. You got to make sure that it's not just staying on your blocks, but make sure you know who to block. So make sure that our assignments are you know, everybody knows their assignments and we execute those. That's the first thing. And then once you know where to go and what to do, you got to do it. So that's the engagement, staying engaged. And again, that's, a lot of that comes with our backs as well. Whenever they got to step in for protection and help, knowing who to have. So that's all communication. That's what we've worked over the last, heck, we worked that all the time. We've worked it like crazy the last few weeks. And then again, our quarterback. Our quarterback has to know, you know, does he have a 5-man protection, a 6-man protection? You know, where his receivers are going to be, when they're going to be there, when to get rid of it, when he can, when he has a little extra time, when he doesn't. All of that kind of works together. So that's important when it comes to the success of our offense. And I think that we've improved at it, but you're right, Friday they're going to be active and getting after it. But so are we. Like I said, we've worked hard at fixing, not just fixing it, but being prepared for that. We've had two good weeks, so hopefully it all translates, and we're confident it will on Friday night.
All right, sorry to interrupt you. Sorry to interrupt you earlier, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, you're coming off an off week, and, you know, you had a significant player out, Cade Jackia. And so I'm just wondering, one, how is he doing? And number two, how's the team feeling right now with that off week? Have they had time to recover and heal some? And how you doing on that injury front?
Yeah, Jackia, he's getting close. He's actually running now. He's looking good. So he's close. And so we're excited at whatever point we get him back. Thankfully, it wasn't a year-ending deal. So hopefully, as soon as we're able to get him back, we're going to get him back. Like I said, Maddox has done a good job stepping in there and doing some things, some tight end stuff for us. You have a player like him that's out, though. You're going to feel it. So we're excited. Hopefully, get him back really, really soon. We got just a lot of guys that are dinged up, you know. Tiger's nursing a shoulder. So, you know, hopefully he's able to come back. He's close, and then most of the guys are just playing through some pain, like I said before. But we're just not hitting on the guys a whole lot right now, to be honest. It's more mental and energy and effort and those types of things. But so, you know, I think we're probably in the same boat as a lot of people, just banged up and a little bit sore. And but we tried to get guys to recover. So a lot of treatment with Miss Diane and her crew and Devin, and just trying to heal up the best we can and feel as good as we can for Friday night.
Yeah, and along those lines, though, it's always when you have an injury, it's next man up. And so there's been a couple of players out there that have arisen to the occasion. Maddox Pearson, for one, you mentioned him. I thought he's played fantastic stepping into that tight end position. It was like you said in the last podcast, how he really has come through. But one player in particular that I've been calling his name quite a bit is Luke Nelson. That guy has really come on strong this season. Tell me a little bit about what you see in improvement for him.
Well, he's just gotten more and more confident throughout the season. He's gotten more confident with his role on defense, playing linebacker. He's really active. He's aggressive. He's physical. Every game, I feel like he just keeps stepping up. He's just done an incredible job. Baylor Duncan, too, at the linebacker spot. Those two guys have had really, really good years so far. and been really good players for us. And you know, we're trying to use Luke a little bit on the offensive side too. He's gotten in there and done a little bit of blocking for us. He ran it a few times, but he's just becoming more and more confident. He's turning into a leader for us on the defensive side of things. And we just expect big things out of him out of this second half for sure.
Hey, I want to bring up Mikey Mearsman. He's the last of the Mearsman. You coached, what, five Mearsman kids in your career there at South Coach? And
there's Mike, been a bunch of them.
Mikey's really stepped up. I've heard his name called a lot, too. Talk about that family and their input into the program.
Oh, their family's awesome. They're kind of like the Morrises as well. There's always seemed to be a Morris around somewhere. Whenever you talk about South football, and we've had a few other families like that as well, had a lot of Pearsons come through. But, you know, that family's just awesome. We just love the Mearsman so much, and Carrie's done a great job as the team mom. She does so much behind the scenes with the banquet, with meals, and you just count it. She just wants to do whatever she can to help out the program. And those kids are just amazing, and their parents have done a good job with them. They're just real respective. They're respectful of the coaches and the team. Their teammates love them, and they give you 100% effort all the time. And they're smart. They're just fun to have around. Great to have in your program for sure.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, Mikey, the last of the bunch, and he may be the best. Like I said, as I listen to the podcast and Mike's call, I'm hearing his name mentioned quite a bit. So I'm glad that he's stepping up and trying to make a difference for the program.
Well, I'm not about to rank the Mearsman boys as far as football goes. I wouldn't do that with the Morris boys either. But the Mearsman kids are all awesome. Mikey is doing a good job for us this year. We're happy with what we're getting out of him.
All right, Coach, I got one last question on my side, and I don't expect to get a detailed answer on this, but one thing I noticed in the last game, you had a couple of new little wrinkles in there, and I'm wondering, you got something up your sleeve for Milton that you might use in a critical situation, and I'm not asking you to tell me what it is. I'm just asking for the yes or no answer here.
No, we're just going to keep it base. We're just going to keep it base.
Perfect. That's why you're the head coach. Thank you very much for that answer.
Yeah.
Well, we know that.
Never know who might be listening to this thing.
Yeah, that's right. We have an audience over there for sure. I can promise you that.
That's right.
Well, we'll be on the call from the stadium. Mike, I'll tell you, have you been in Milton's stadium?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know the routine. You know where the press box is. You know how to get into it. It's a roomy press box. There's lots of room in there, so you'll have plenty of room to get settled in there and get set up. And it's a great view down into the field, and you should really enjoy yourself.
Well, if I'm right, the last game I saw there was when I believe it was Mikey that did this. Mikey Mearsman that did that onside kick without being told to do that.
JV,
and that worked out really well.
He better be glad we got that ball. I still remember that, too. He better be glad he got it. He did that on his own.
Yeah, and there's one other thing I'll share with you guys about Milton. I was watching, I guess it might have been a freshman game, but anyway, my son was playing at the time, and so I was there watching it. And I've never seen a more homer clock management than all I've ever. And they just wouldn't run the clock to try to give Milton enough time to score. And finally, the referee just folded his arms and he let the clock run and wouldn't blow the ball in play. And so I expect that to be a little better at the high school level since the referee's up there running it. But I'll tell you what, it's been interesting every time I've been there. So beautiful place to play. I'm looking forward to seeing a really good game. Okay, Greg, you still there?
Yeah, I was giving everybody a chance. I thought Coach might respond. Don't worry, I can edit.
Oh, man, we're excited. Yeah, I'll jump in there. Heck, yeah, we're ready to roll, man. Our kids are fired up. They know this one's for real. They get a quality opponent, which all of our region teams are quality. Everybody we play this year is a quality opponent. But we're excited, man. Our kids, we've had a good week and a half of practice, like I said. We practiced at the end of last week and then, of course, this full week. So our kids are fired up. We've had a good week, and we're prepared and excited, and it's going to be a good atmosphere, a good high school football game. Like I said, you come watch us play, man, you're going to see a team that's flying around and getting after folks and laying it all on the line, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a new season, and everything's in front of you right now as we head into region play. Let me ask, I don't want to take our focus off of Milton and the rest of this season, but let me just ask you, I know there's a lot of changes coming up next year. Have you had any time to consider or make some phone calls regarding your schedule next year?
Not at all. No. I'm focused on what we're doing right now.
Okay.
The Milton Eagles, 100%.
Okay, great. I was just curious because we got some changes coming up, but there's plenty of offseason to get that taken care of, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, Mike, anything else?
I just want to let you know, Coach, I really love what's happening with the team. You see improvement week after week, and you know, you hear college coaches and pro coaches and everybody talk about getting better, and you guys are really living that, and I just want to wish you the best of luck for the game. I'm looking forward to calling it, and so good luck out there Friday night.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. Appreciate what you guys are doing. And just appreciate your support. And it's just, like I said, it's, I'm proud of these kids, and I can't wait to see them play Friday night, to be honest with you. I love watching these boys play. I don't know about you guys, but for me, a lot more comes down to it than just, you know, looking at a W or an L and all that. As much as important as they are, you watch how kids play. And our kids are playing together. They're flat getting after it. They're competing. And I'll just tell you, man, I'm excited to watch them play this Friday night.
Yeah, I completely agree, Coach. One of the hardest things to do is keep the team's focus intact during a stretch like this. And I think you've done a tremendous job of keeping these guys bought in and building that improvement week after week. The game against Clark Central was a tremendous ball game, and I want to congratulate you on keeping that team focused and getting them out there. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do at Milton on Friday night as well. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our coach's corner for this week. We got Milton at Milton Friday night, 7:30. And we'll have kickoff at 7:30, and we'll start the podcast at 7 o'clock. Mike Newsom on the play-by-play, and Doug Thomas will be filling in as the guest speaker, our color commentator in this ball game. It's going to be a great game. I promise you this team's going to come ready to play. And we can't wait to bring it to you. So live, 7 p.m., we start the podcast Friday night from Milton as South Forsyth War Eagles take on the Milton Eagles. Thanks for joining us today on the Coach's Corner. We'll see you Friday night here on Forsyth Sports 365. For Mike Newsom, for Coach Troy Morris, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you Friday night.